News is directed.
High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. The Adams Central girls getting set to take on Donovan Trumbull in our first ball game. Then we'll have Adams Central up against Wood River in game number two. It's the quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central girls head coach Tim Marker. And coach, obviously, tournament time here as far as the conference is concerned. It's always a great time of the year for fans and the players and the coaches.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we're lucky enough this year that we're home and home. We got boys and girls both home the first night. And so it should be a good atmosphere. Should be a good time for everybody to come out and kind of see what's going on. It does get exciting. You've got a lot of games in a row. And we're going to finish out the conference tournament at Kearney Catholic, which is another great place to play. This should really be a good conference tournament. You know, we've got probably Kearney Catholic, the big dominant team. That's number one. That's undefeated in the conference. And then after that, it's kind of a shooting match as far as who comes out and plays better. Could win on any night.
Well, it kind of gives you the feel of the postseason. You play your home game here tonight, then you go to a different venue in Kearney Catholic for the semifinals and the finals, and you play a consolation game as well on Saturday. So it kind of gives you the feel of the postseason.
Yeah, it does. And, it gives you a feel of a postseason a little bit more, because if you don't win tonight, you don't go anywhere, but you stay home and you can keep practicing, but it's that way where if you don't win tonight, you're out of the tournament. You do win tonight, and you're guaranteed Thursday and Saturday. So, you know, it does become a big game. You know, the kids will feel some pressure. They should feel pressure on both sides. It's that time of year when you have to start being able to put these things together and, you know, finish off games and recuperate and move on to the next one.
Adams Central will be the number two seed on the girls' side of things. You mentioned Kearney Catholic. Just talk about the tournament in general. Maybe some of the favorites in this thing. And where's a team that can step and maybe bite somebody in this tournament?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think anybody can. Kearney Catholic, the one seed that's undefeated in the tournament, they haven't quite played everybody yet, but they'll do that here pretty soon. They have a rematch with Ord, and Ord can actually match up with them size-wise. It's just a matter of whether they can match up depth-wise and give them a good game. And I would guess that Ord will give them a good game, and they'll have to work to win their first one. And then you go to Wood River and Gibbon. That's a rematch from last week. And Wood River won by 15, but this one's at Gibbon, so it'll be a different spot. It'll be a little bit, you know, everything could turn around. I'm not sure exactly what Wood River was able to do to win by that margin, but, they were able to get it done last week. And Ravenna and Centura is another rematch, and Centura beat Ravenna last week by 3. So that one's at a different site. It's that one's at Ravenna this time, so I'll guarantee that Coach Tober has those girls ready to go this time, have kind of a bad taste in her mouth. And then we're here with a rematch from earlier this season where Donovan Trumbull came in here and gave us all we could handle. And they're a much improved team. Their record isn't very good, but they put a lot of good athletes out on the floor. And if they get some shots to go down, you know, as they proved this last week, only lost to Kearney Catholic by 14, and it was really close at halftime. And so they can play with anybody in the conference as well. It's really going to come down to those things that basketball comes down to, which is matchups and who can get the ball in the hole.
You mentioned Donovan Trumbull, not a flashy record, 3-14 in the season coming into the ball game here tonight, but they picked up a win last night over, I thought, a very good St. Paul team in the bunny bracket game, so to speak, 48-40.
Yeah, they did, and, you know, St. Paul has a bunch of seniors and older girls, and they can go with height. I think they can bring 2 6-footers in off the bench, and they've got some short, quick guards that can shoot, and they handle the ball well. They're a good team. They've struggled a little bit defensively. They played zone for a long time, and they're trying to switch to man-to-man, and they struggle in the man-to-man a little bit, and so if they get against a team that shoots well, they can kind of get themselves in trouble. I really didn't know if there was a favorite in that game or not, just based on how well Donovan Trumbull's been playing down here at the end of the season. And St. Paul comes off a win over Aurora, and they played Minden really tough. And so, you know, it was a situation where both teams really had been playing pretty well, and it came down to one team playing a little bit better, a 48-43 victory for Donovan.
What about your ball club? A loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, a loss to Lexington, then you go out and beat Hastings High last week. Just talk about the last 7 days for your ball club.
Well, it's been tough. You know, we've been out of conference quite a bit, so we haven't seen our conference schools for a while. We've been seeing some B schools and some, you know, running up against some bigger teams. The Lexington team is very, very athletic. You know, it's just really tough to try and match up with them out there, and they shot the ball well, and we really, you know, were in it. We were within five with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they pulled the ball out and kind of played some Class B, Class A, you know, slow it down, and we had to foul, and they made their shots, and so they stretched out to 10. But, you know, they're really a talented team, and our girls played really hard out there to keep that game as close as it was. And Northwest is a team that is so big, and they handle the ball well, and they can slow it down on you and just pound it inside. And so it was a real low-scoring game, and we just couldn't hit anything from the outside. And that caused us some problems, you know, trying to go inside. And Jalinda did an outstanding job against a bigger post, an athletic post. And again, we were up by one with only a few seconds left, and they hit a free throw at the end to tie it and go into overtime. And they hit a three in overtime, and then were able to hold on and win that one. You know, we've had some injuries. We've had some illness. We've had this and that to deal with. And the girls just keep coming out. And, you know, whoever can play comes out and plays. Against Hastings High, you know, we really had support from all over the place. Janessa Bullens had to take over the point a little bit, and then Kelly came back, and so she's back at her two spot, and she's getting 14 points a game last couple games for us. And Cheyenne Gotch was a little sick out at Lex and comes back against Hastings and has a great night, hits a big three, and then penetrates and hits a reverse layup and you know, really does some nice things for us. So we had some people step up over that course of time, and that's kind of what you hope for. So hopefully we're healthier. Hopefully we're more experienced. You know, it's getting to that point of season where we got to be ready to go.
What about the injury situation? Of course, Carrie Holand is out for the rest of the season. You mentioned Kelly Shuck been in and out of the lineup here. What's the injury situation as we head to the conference tournament here?
Well, we're Carrie had surgery today, so that one, she's definitely planning for the future. And Emily Boniface dislocated her elbow at GICC, and, you know, we thought maybe if there wasn't too much damage that she might be able to start getting back into the game a little bit, but it's just too sore, and there's no range of motion, and so it looks like maybe she's going to be out as well. It happens to be her right arm, so, you know, it just doesn't look very likely that she'll be back. But Kelly is getting back. Kelly's getting back in shape. She was able to play quite a few minutes for us against Hastings High, you know, working on getting her shot back, and so she's getting closer to being 100%, not quite there yet, but getting closer, and hopefully by the end of the week, maybe she would be.
Hey, what the injury situation is really had you scrambling as far as your rotations are concerned.
Yeah, it did. You know, we've had to change some things as far as we didn't have a lot of depth in the post rotation to begin with, and so we've had to change a few things there and move Leslie Pfeiffer down in to help us out in the post a little bit. And, you know, she's always been a guard, been a taller guard, but she's able to come in and play real physical for us and play on the backside boards. And, you know, Jalinda, we just haven't been able to have many sub situations for Jalinda. We've had to try and find rest some other ways. And Kelsey Sedlock's had to step up into the starting role and play a lot more minutes for us. And you know, that's been tough for her to adjust to. And you know, she's finally getting there, getting to where she can play a few more minutes and get in and bang and stay in there and kind of figuring out where there's some double teams going to Jalinda to seal on backside. And so, yeah, we really had to scramble. And then when we were getting to, you know, running out of guards, we had some illness with our guards. And so then we had to go to our next freshman. And Kaylee Rader came in and gives us some good minutes at times. So I guess we're building some depth for next year. But yeah, you start looking at your bench and looking, and okay, we'll go with this.
All right, we'll come back and talk about Donovan Trumbull as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. It's Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull tonight in the Blue Platte Conference Tournament quarterfinal round. Donovan Trumbull 3-14 in the season. They beat St. Paul last night in the Bunny Bracket ball game. This is the team that you beat earlier this year, Coach, 49-43. But as you mentioned before the break, a team that has caused us some problems in the past.
Yeah, they have. They always really play hard, and they're very athletic. They're, you know, more athletic than I thought maybe they would be. They've got some freshmen that have stepped up and are playing well for them. You know, and they handle the ball well. They handle the press and pressure better than what they have in the past. And you know, a lot of that's due to the youth programs that they have going on there, and kids come in, you know, better prepared. And so they've stepped up big for them when they had a few people that didn't go out and had some injury situations early. And they did have some close ball games early, so their record could be a little bit better. But, you know, just times there are some matchup issues that it's hard for them to deal with, and that goes for everybody. But they're definitely a dangerous team as far as, you know, being able to come in here, and they could get a win tonight. You know, if they come in and play like they did last time, you know, 6 points isn't much of a margin. So, you know, it just takes a few free throws, or, you know, some, they missed a couple layups if those go. And so, you know, it'll be a battle for us tonight, and I just hope that we can come out and play well and take care of the ball and come out on top.
Which one or two girls will we have to shut down tonight?
Well, you know, we'll have to make sure that we defend Sullivan inside. She can kind of go inside out. She's really deceiving, I think, as far as her quickness and how hard she goes to the basket. And then we'll have to guard the shooters on the outside and make sure we take care of the Pfeiffer girls and Udick, and don't let her get put back inside. So, you know, they really don't have anything that's any real key. They just have a lot of kids that are very athletic that can score if you don't hustle.
It was Andrea Tobin last night who stepped up. She's been averaging 7 points per ballgame. Had 14 last night against St. Paul. So they do have some girls that could step up and cause some problems.
Yeah, and she can cause some problems. And that's one of the things, you know, she had an older sister that played very well for him at Donovan. So, you know, it's a continuing bloodline there. She can create some mismatches as far as her height, her quickness, plays very hard, you know, and finishes at the basket really well. So she's a player that's really smart. And, you know, again, if you don't hustle and keep her checked out, then she can hurt you on the board.
That's Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. Stick around. The game is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High School Basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
High School Basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Patriot Gym. We're at Adams Central High School tonight. We've got the Loopland Conference Tournament, the quarterfinals here tonight, as we get a couple of minute head start on things here this evening. Just underway is Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central going at it in our girls' ball game here tonight. The boys' game will follow between Adams Central and Wood River here tonight. 3-2 is the score early in the ball game. Janessa Boland has got the three-pointer for Adams Central, and Kirsten Sullivan has just scored for Donovan Trumbull. So Adams Central has got the ball, their second possession of the ball game here tonight. The Patriots come in a record of 11 wins, 5 losses on the season. Donovan Trumbull is 3-14. But the Cardinals pick up a big win last night over St. Paul in the Bunny Bracket ball game. This tournament by the score of 48-40. Here's Janessa Boland hitting another three-pointer for Adams Central. So Boland has got two trays to start things off for the Patriots, and it's a 6-2 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a feed inside. Turnaround jumper by Sullivan, no good. Follow shot is up there, it's no good. Follow shot by Tobin is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central, and a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. Again, Donovan Trumbull picking up their third win of the season last night, 48-40 over St. Paul. It was Andrea Tobin scoring 14 points to lead the Cardinals in the ball game last night. So Adams Central has got the ball here in backcourt, just underway. Girls high school basketball tonight here from the Loopland Conference Tournament quarterfinals here this evening. Winners will move on to the semifinals on Thursday night at Kearney Catholic High School, and then the championship game is going to be played as well at Kearney Catholic on Saturday. Here's a shot up and in by Jalinda Hodson. Hodson scores for Adams Central, and the Patriots out to an 8-2 lead here early in the contest. These two teams battled during the regular season earlier this year, and Adams Central beat Donovan Trumbull by the score of 49-43 earlier in the season. There's a shot on the wind. It's going to be no good by Udick. The ball is tipped out, and it's going to be picked up here by Kelly Shuck. Long pass down the floor goes to Bullen. She drives. A shot no good. Rebound tipped around underneath the bucket. That's going to be brought down there by Donovan Trumbull. So it's an 8-2 ball game just underway. Girls high school basketball tonight. They're on 1230 KHIS. Tobin has got the ball. Bounce pass down low. They get it to us, Sullivan. Sullivan out here in three-point territory right at the arc. On the left side of the lane, there's a feed to a Udick. Down top of the circle and between the circles now to Pfeiffer over here on the wing. That's Tobin. Her shot for three. Good. Andrea Tobin hits the three ball there for Donovan Trumbull. It's now an 8-5 ball game. Adams Central out on top. Patriots come back with the basketball. Here's Hodson with it. Hodson goes to Bullen. Right at the free throw line. Over here to a Kerry Coates. Coach dribbles once, comes out to Bullen, who's hit 2 3-pointers so far in the ball game. But Kelly Shuck battling an injury. She's back into the lineup now. There's a shot inside by Kelsey Sidlock that's going to be partially deflected. Now we got a foul called and a rebound. Personal foul will go on the Patriots. 4:48 to play here in the first quarter. 8-5 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. Donovan Trumbull will play things in here in backcourt. Cardinals down the ball. Here's a Pfeiffer with it. As she moves it over the wing on the right side, down to a Jordy Pfeiffer. They've got two Pfeiffers in the starting lineup here for Donovan Trumbull. Here's Katie Pfeiffer, and she takes it into the lane, and a traveling violation is calling her. Second turnover on Donovan Trumbull here in the ball game. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Cheyenne Gotch. So Gotch is into the ball game, replacing Kelly Shuck. Into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Taylor Haydenfelt. They mentioned Kelly during the pregame show. She's been battling an injury, trying to get back into the swing of things here for head coach Tim Marker and the Patriots. Adams Central has got an 8-5 lead here earlier in the contest. There's a feed out on top. It's going to go out of bounds on the far side. It was tipped out by Donovan Trumbull, so Adams Central will play things in. Into the lineup now for AC is going to be Leslie Pfeiffer. Coming out is going to be Kelsey Sidlack. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red, just the opposite for Donovan Trumbull. They're in their red jerseys tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Christina Kamler into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-5 is the score. It is Adams Central out on top. The winner moves on to play the winner of the Ravenna Centura ball game on Thursday night in the semifinals of the tournament. There's a shot taken. It is no good by Jalinda Hodson, and the ball's going to be brought down here by Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals runner back the other way. This is Haydenfelt with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Goes over in the deep wing on the right side. That's Pfeiffer with the ball. Gets it inside the lane. With it there is going to be Christina Kamler, and a three-second violation is called on Kamler. She got the feed and then didn't know what to do with the basketball. She is hit with a three-second violation there. That's the third turnover on Donovan Trumbull in the ballgame. Into the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Shuck. She's back in. Coming out is going to be Kerry Coates. 3:55 to play here in the opening quarter. 8-5 is the score. Adams Central boys will take on Wood River in the second ball game here today. That's in the quarterfinals on the boys' side of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Janessa Bullen down to a Jalinda Hodson. Outside down to a Bullen. Comes out between the circles. And that's going to be Shuck dribbling with the ball. Moves to her right. Fires up a three-pointer. Shot good. Kelly Shuck averaging 8 points per ball game. Gets the field goal to go down there for Adams Central. And the Patriots have led the entire way so far. 3:25 to play here in the first quarter. 11-5 to score. Adams Central the lead, angling in from the far side. It's going to be Pfeiffer. Tries to dump it off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shuck. That's the fourth turnover on Donovan Trumbull here in the ballgame. Adams Central comes back deep in a corner. Gotcha shot for three is no good. Rebound loose here on the weak side. Picked up by Leslie Pfeiffer. For Adams Central, they get it to Shuck. Now inside. Here's a turnaround jumper. No good by Hodson. And the rebound comes down to Christina Kamler for Donovan Trumbull. 2:58 to play here in the first quarter. 11-5 to score. Adams Central is out on top. Here's a Katie Pfeiffer with the ball. Gets it to the free throw line to a Kamler. Gives it up on the wing to Haydenfelt. Shot for three is going to be no good. Ball chased down here on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Coming back in is going to be Kelsey Sedlak. Coming out is going to be Jalinda Hodson. 2:45 to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central out on top of Donovan Trumbull. The score is 11-5. Patriots are currently 11-5 in the season. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic and lost to Lexington last week, then came back and knocked off Hastings High. The Patriots, the number two seed overall here in the Loupland Conference Tournament. Kelly Shuck for three, throws up a shot. It's way short. Rebound is loose and is taken down by Sullivan for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it away now to Jordy Pfeiffer, and she'll bring things up. Right-handed dribble. Adam Central is in the man-to-man defense. Pfeiffer down on the baseline. Sullivan tries to drive it. It's cut off there by Sedlak of Adam Central. Out on the wing to Haydenfeld. They get it into the paint there. That's going to be a shot taken no good by Tobin. And the rebound comes down to Adam Central's Kelsey Sedlak. Sedlak nearly has it stripped away in backcourt. Gets it under control. Gets it into the hands now of Bullen. Down the floor they go to Pfeiffer. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Rebounded here by Sedlak. She throws it back out near the 10-second line, and an over-and-back violation is called on Adam Central. 11-5 to score. The Patriots out on top, just underway in girls high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Andrea Tobin will play things in for Donovan Trumbull. Now to Jordy Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer moves it to the wing on the right side, picks up the dribble, goes in the far sideline now to Sullivan. Sullivan out to Tobin at the top of the key. She had 14 points last night in that win over St. Paul in the bunny bracket ball game here at the Loupland Conference Tournament. Here's Haydenfeld driving inside. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Sullivan had it. Now a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called in Donovan Trumbull, so Adam Central comes back the other way. And in the ball game now is going to be Katie Pfeiffer for Donovan Trumbull. Coming out is going to be Taylor Haydenfeld. Here comes Molly Kobmetscher into the ball game now for the Cardinals. And going out will be Andrea Tobin. 1:32 to play here in the first quarter. 11-5 the score. Adam Central out on top here. The Loupland Conference Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hodson down low. Her shot from point blank range is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sullivan. Both teams missing a lot of easy shots here in this first quarter. There's a Pfeiffer with the ball on the wing, on the dribble. Takes it down to the baseline and now gets it back out here to a Jordy Pfeiffer. Back out to the top of the key. Driving down the left side is going to be Kobmetscher. Feeds it inside down with Sullivan. Back out in three-point territory to Pfeiffer. Over in the wing on the right side to Jordy Pfeiffer. Shot from 15 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jalinda Hodson for Adams Central. Gets it away now to Kelly Shuck into the forecourt. Hodson has got it now on the wing on the right side. Holding the ball. Bounce pass. Top of the key. Carrie Coates to Shuck. There's a pass down low. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Jalinda Hodson working the baseline down there. And the ball is deflected out of bounds by Donovan Trumbull's Jocelyn Udick. And it's going to be Adam Central playing things in. 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-5 the score. Patriots out on top here. Adam Central with the ball deep in the corner. Shucked for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And it's going to be out of bounds. Rebound goes out of bounds. Hodson tried to save it but could not get to the ball as she was battling with Sullivan. It was last touch by Hobson, so it's going to be Donovan Trumbull playing things in. Quick moving first quarter here. 35 seconds to play. Opening period, 11-6 is the score. Adams Central out on top in girls high school basketball tonight. Here's Pfeiffer. They get it to Kobmetscher. Her shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hobson of Adams Central. Hobson gets it away to Kelly Shuck down the far sideline. The ball is going to be intercepted and then lost out of bounds. Katie Pfeiffer had the interception, got her hands on it, but could not control it. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adam Central playing things in. 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Still 11-5 the score. Patriots have knocked down 3 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal in the first period of play. Adam Central has got it in their offensive zone. Kelly Shuck. She'll throw up a tray from the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pfeiffer. Here in backcourt for Donovan Trumbull. Brings it across the 10-second line to Jordy Pfeiffer. Now to Kobmetscher. Her shot is up there at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the Loupland Conference Tournament. The score, Adams Central 11, Donovan Trumbull 5.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls High School Basketball and 1230 KHAS. And across the nation and around the world on a World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in America by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So the Patriots hitting 3 3-pointers in the first quarter of play. They had a 2-point field goal as well. Kelly Shuck hitting a 3-pointer Janessa Bullen hitting two three-pointers in the ball game, and Jolinda Hodson has got a field goal. A three by Andrea Tobin of Donovan Trumbull, and a two by Kristen Sullivan. And that is it. 11-5 is the score as we head to the second quarter here tonight. The Loopline Conference Tournament, Adams Central with a possession. Sedlak in the lane, has the basketball stripped away, and is picked up by Tobin. Second turnover on the Patriots here in the ballgame. Andrea Tobin comes back with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Moves it to the right side of the floor. There's a feed to a Katie Pfeiffer. Entry pass to get it to the right side to Sullivan. Down here on the baseline, she cannot put up a shot. Instead, tries to hammer it inside and is tipped away from Jordy Pfeiffer out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull will play the basketball in. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Kirsten Sullivan will play things in for the Cardinals. Gets it out here to the free throw line to Pfeiffer. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Jordy Pfeiffer scoring there for Donovan Trumbull. And the Cardinals are back to within 4 points. 11-7 the score now in the second quarter. 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Adams Central the ball as they work against this man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Now they go zone here to start this second quarter. Jolinda Hodson in the lane. Can't go up. Goes out to Carrie Coates at the top of the key. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Tobin. Tobin runs it back the other way, 2-on-2. Her running layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Sedlak had a rebound, lost it. Picked up by Tobin. Her shot is up and in. Andrea Tobin has got a couple of field goals in the ball game. She's got 5 points. And Donovan Trumbull is now down by 2 in the ball game. It's 11-9. Adams Central feeds it inside to Jolinda Hodson. Hodson is double-teamed. Shuffles the ball away to Bullen. Traveling violation on Janessa Bullen. So Adams Central, after jumping out to the early lead in this one, Donovan Trumbull has come back. It's been a long time since the Patriots have scored. 11-5 is the score at the end of the first quarter. It's now 11-9 as Donovan Trumbull gets the first couple of field goals here in the second period. And now the Cardinals can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Jordy Pfeiffer has got it. Here's the pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bullen. That's going to be the fifth turnover already on Donovan Trumbull here in the ballgame. Adams Central has got it back in their offensive end. Janessa Bullen has got it. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to Carrie Coates. Back out to Bullen. Bullen dribbling with the ball between the circles now. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. Here's Hodson right at the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be too strong. Rebound Sedlak in the lane. Bounce pass goes to Coates. Takes it on the dribble down to the baseline. Circles around into the lane. Goes over to Shuck. Now to Hodson. Back to a Sedlak. Her shot is up there from the right side. Up and in. Kelsey Sedlak gets her first field goal of the ball game. And the Patriots go out on top now by 4 points again. It is 13-9. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the first half of play. There's a ball thrown out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull, their sixth turnover of the ball game, and now the Cardinals want to call a timeout. Head coach Bob Samuelson is up in front of the Cardinal bench, wants to call a timeout. 5:53 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 13, Donovan Trumbull 9.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
First quarter numbers, Adams Central, 4 out of 14 from the field, 29%. Donovan Trumbull, 2 out of 13 for 15%. Adams Central, 3 out of 4 on three-pointers for 75%. Donovan Trumbull, 1 out of 2 for 50%. Donovan Trumbull out-rebounds Adams Central in the first quarter, 11-6. So neither team really sizzling at the nets here so far in the ball game tonight. 13-9 is the score now. Here's Sedlak from the elbow. Her shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jordy Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer runs it back the other way for Donovan Trumbull. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. Being hacked out here is a Patriots play the man-to-man defense. Ryan Gotch on the face defensively. Now they move it over the wing on the right side to Andrea Tobin. Tobin, dribble penetration into the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds there by Adams Central. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. 5:19 to play in the first half, 13-9. Adams Central has got the lead in girls high school basketball tonight. This is the Loopland Conference Tournament on 1230 KHIS. And now we've got a foul inside. It's going to go on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Udick. That's going to be her first. So Jocelyn Udick picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Cardinals. And Adams Central will come back with the basketball. Winning by 4 points in this one, 13-9. Patriots have it back in their offensive end. Carrie Coates circles around down the lane, and a traveling violation is called in Coates. He's got a trip there at the free throw line, but a traveling violation is called on Coates. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. The Patriots are up by 4 points here, 13-9 as we play in the second quarter. Here's Unick with the ball. They get it to the top of the key. Now left side to Jordy Pfeiffer. Gets away, takes it into the paint. Here's a pass to Unick again on the right side of the lane to Sullivan. Sullivan back outside. That's going to be Tobin with the ball. Tobin holds it there against Kerry Coates. Tobin drives the ball down to the baseline, tries to circle underneath the hoop. Ball tipped away, picked up here by Andrea Tobin. Now to a Jordan Pfeiffer, or Jordy Pfeiffer. Now a foul is going to be called out between the rings there on Adams Central, Cheyenne Gotch. That's the first foul on Gotch. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in the ballgame. 4:36 to play in the second quarter, 13-9. The score. Adams Central has got the lead now. A traveling violation on Katie Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull. That is the seventh turnover in the ballgame, the fourth one of the second quarter on Donovan Trumbull. Patriots jumped out to an 11-5 first quarter lead. Then Donovan Trumbull scored two quick field goals to make it 11-9. The Patriots have added a field goal since to make it 13-9. Kind of a lackluster first half here tonight at Adams Central. There's a Cheyenne Gotch into the lane. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. The ball is tipped out and is grabbed here by Katie Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull. Both teams shooting under 25% here in the first half. There's the ball tipped away. Cheyenne Gotch has got it for Adams Central. As she drives, her layup is up there and in. The eighth turnover on Donovan Trumbull in the ballgame. Cheyenne Gotch gets the steal, gets the field goal on the other end, and the Patriots are now out on top by a score of 15-9 in the ballgame over the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. Sullivan has got it. Moves it over here to a Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer being hocked by Janessa Bullen, and now we've got a foul called. It's going to go on. Nope, it's going to be an offensive foul called there on Donovan Trumbull's Katie Pfeiffer for a timeout. All right, Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. So no foul, just a timeout as Katie gets the TO called there. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 15, Donovan Trumbull 9.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls high school basketball, 15-9 to score. Adams Central is out on top here in the Luplat Conference Tournament. Quarterfinal round here tonight. Winner moves on to the semifinals on Thursday. The semifinals will be played over at Kearney Catholic. Here's a lob inside. It's going to go to a Unix. She's trapped underneath the basket. Now the ball is tipped away. It is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Now a foul is going to be called. Sullivan was going after it with the bullet of Adams Central. And Kirsten Sullivan picks up the personal foul on Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals have three wins this year. They beat Wilbur Claytonia back in December, 43-40. They have a win over Ord, 37-33. And then last night, they beat St. Paul in the bunny bracket game of the Luplat Conference Tournament. St. Paul losing by the score of 48-40 to Donovan Trumbull last night. So the Cardinals now matched up for the second-seeded Adams Central Patriots here in the quarterfinal round of the Luplat Conference Tournament. They're trailing in the ballgame 15-9. Patriots have the ball. Leslie Pfeiffer for Adams Central goes over here in the wing to Jalinda Hobson. Takes it into the paint. Her shot is up there. It's off of the rim. No good. Rebound loose. Hobson grabs it back on the baseline. Comes out to Shuck for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and it's going to be brought down here by Donovan Trumbull. Haydenfeld has got the ball now for the Cardinals. Right-handed dribble across the timeline and now a traveling violation is called on Haydenfeld. Nine turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the ballgame. 15-9. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Patriots will play things in here in backcourt. Kelly Shuck brings it across the timeline. Left-handed dribble goes over to a Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch now to a Hobson. At the top of the key, picked up there by Unick of Donovan Trumbull. Bounce pass on the wing on the left side to Kerry Coates. She drives. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's going to be picked up here by Tobin. Andrea Tobin picks it up now for Donovan Trumbull. 2.5 to play, second quarter, 15-9. Adams Central has got the lead. This is going to be a Jordy Pfeiffer with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Comes out to a Udick, now on the wing on the right side to a Haydenfeld. Picked up by Shuck. Bounce pass down on the baseline. That's Sam Rainforth, who's into the ball game now. She drives that baseline, puts it up there. The shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. And Rainforth will go to the free throw line now for Donovan Trumbull. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hodson. Adams Central. That's going to be her second foul. And now Sam Rainforth will go to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull. 5'9" in senior. Rainforth 5 out of 10 on free throws so far this season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Donovan Trumbull is a team hitting 49% of their free throws so far this year, 35% from the field, and 27% from three-point territory. Adams Central leading by 6. It is 15-9. Rainforth's next free throw is up there is good, so she drains 1 out of 2. Coming into the ball game now, Christina Kamler for Donovan Trumbull. Coming out is going to be Rainforth. So 15-10. The Cardinals within 5 points here tonight. Of Adams Central, we're approaching the 2-minute mark here in the second quarter. Bounce pass goes to Carrie Coates over here as Donovan Trumbull stays with her man-to-man defense. Across the top, that's going to be Pfeiffer with the ball. Leslie Pfeiffer comes over here to a Cheyenne Gotch. Has the basketball tipped away by Haydenfeld. Now it's loose. It's picked up by Taylor. Haydenfeld has got it for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. That is the fifth turnover on Adams Central. Now driving the ball is going to be Tobin, and a foul is going to be called on Cheyenne Gotch. A second foul on Gotch in the ball game. Non-shooting situation. It's only the third team foul on Adams Central. It'll be Donovan Trumbull playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Andrea Tobin will play things in for the Cardinals. The Pfeiffer dribbles left side of the lane, gets it inside the paint. Now a shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Haydenfeld. The ball tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Blue Plaque Conference tournament action here tonight from 1230 KHAS. We've got the boys' quarterfinal matchup coming up next. Adams Central taking on Wood River. Another rematch from a regular season ball game from earlier this year, won by the Patriots. 15-10 is the score here. Adams Central has got the lead. Kelly Shuck has got the ball to Sedlak. Sedlak goes over down to a Janessa Bolin. Gets away, takes it into the paint, kicks it back out here to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles into the lane, out to Carrie Coates. Now top of the key. That's going to be Bolin. Drives it down the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Bolin. 6 turnovers on Adams Central in the ball game. 11 for Donovan Trumbull. So 17 turnovers between the two teams. We've got 25 points. 15-10 the score. Adams Central is out on top by 5 points, but the Cardinals have the basketball. Here's Tobin driving down the lane. Leaves it over here on the right side to Kamler. Her shot from 12 is no good. Battle for the rebound. Kamler grabs it back. Gets it now to Tobin underneath the basket. Off to Pfeiffer. She drives her shot. It's up there. It's no good, and she draws the personal foul. A foul is going to go on Kelly Shuck of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line will be Jordy Pfeiffer now for Donovan Trumbull. She's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. She is a 62% foul shooter in the season. 8 out of 13. Her shot is up there. It is good. So Donovan now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. The Cardinals have sliced into the lead here. It is 15-11 with 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. Next shot is up there. That's off of the right side. No good. Rebound Sedlak for Adams Central. Comes on the near sideline now to Kerry Coates. Coates gets it away now to Janessa Bolin. Brings it into the offensive zone. Sedlak has got it down just to the left of the lane. Kerry Coates for 3. Shot is up there. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound picked up in the lane by Shuck. She loses the ball and tips it away. It's going to be picked up here by Bolin. Keeps it alive here for the Patriots with 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. Shuck deep in the corner. Goes inside to Pfeiffer. She is double teamed. Kicks it back out to Shuck. Now to Bolin. Swings it right side. That's Coates with the ball. Carey comes back to a Janessa Bolin. Now to Shuck on the wing on the left side. 20 seconds to play. Second quarter. Patriots leading by 4. It is 15-11. Sedlak goes to Carey Coates. Cranks up the 3-ball. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Udick now for Donovan Trumbull. Gives it now to a Jordy Pfeiffer. 5 seconds on the game clock. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be knocked down away from Pfeiffer. Now the ball is loose. It's picked up by Shuck. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. So a lackluster 2 quarters of basketball, to say the least. Neither team shooting the ball real well here this one tonight. But the Adams Central Patriots have got the lead at halftime in girls high school basketball tonight in the Luplat Conference Tournament. We'll take a break for the score. Adams Central 15, Donovan Trumbull 11.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym. Bootblack Conference Tournament action coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Adams Central girls with the lead over Donovan Trumbull at the break. The score is 15-11. Adams Central jumped out to an 8-2 lead in the ball game as they knocked down a couple of three-pointers right off the bat. Patriots led 11-5 at the end of one period. Donovan Trumbull came back to score a couple of quick field goals to pull within 2 points again at 11-9. Then the Patriots scoring four quick points to make it 15-9. And right now at halftime, it is Adams Central leading Donovan Trumbull at the break. The score is 15-11. Donovan Trumbull is the number 10 seed here in the Luplat Conference Tournament. They upset the number 7 seed last night in a bunny bracket ball game as they beat St. Paul 48-40. Other action last night of the tournament saw the number 9 seed Ord beat the number 8 seed in Loup City 58-45. So tonight in the quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament for the girls, you've got the number 1 seed Kearney Catholic playing at home tonight against Ord. Wood River is playing at Gibbon tonight. It is Ravenna playing host to Centura and Donovan Trumbull here against the number 2 seed Adams Central. Semifinals going to be played at 6:15 and 8 o'clock on Thursday at Kearney Catholic High School. If Adams Central wins here, they will play the winner of the Ravenna-Centura game at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. And the girls' championship game is slated for 6 o'clock on Saturday, also at Kearney Catholic, with the girls' consolation game in the Luplat Conference Tournament at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Bearings for the boys in the Luplat Conference Tournament. They had two games last night as well. Donovan Trumbull's boys knocked off Gibbon by the score of 57-34. So the Cardinals move on. They've got a date tonight with the number 1 seeded Ravenna Blue Jays. That ball game will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. Centura was the number 10 seed for the boys' side of things. Ord, the number 7 seed, beat him last night. Chanticleer is over the Centurions by the score of 43-25. So that sets up the quarterfinals here tonight for the boys' side of the Luplat Conference Tournament. You've got the top seed Ravenna playing host to Donovan Trumbull tonight. Loup City has got a home game against Kearney Catholic. Adams Central will play the next ball game here against the Eagles of Wood River. And St. Paul is at home tonight as they will take on Ord. The semifinals on the boys' side of the Luplat Conference Tournament also going to be held at Kearney Catholic. They'll be playing on Friday night at 6:15. And at 8 o'clock, Adams Central would play in the semifinals at 8 o'clock. On a Friday night, they would play the winner of the St. Paul-Ord game if the Patriots can come out on top in this next ball game. And then the boys' championship game is slated for 8 o'clock on Saturday with the boys' consolation game at 4, also taking place at Kearney Catholic. So the Patriots, despite the lackluster performance here in the first two quarters, they've got the lead at halftime over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 15-11. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463 2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 Best College in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a Best Buy in College Education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central tonight. Girls High School basketball, a good thing started. Adams Central with a lead here over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 15-11. Scoring in the first half for Adams Central, Janessa Bolin has hit a couple of three-pointers. In fact, hit the threes early in the contest. She's got 6 points here in the ball game. Kelly Shuck has got a three-pointer for early score in the first half. Cheyenne Gotch has got a field goal for two. Kelsey Sedlak has got a field goal and 2 points. Jalinda Hobson has got a field goal for two. Patriots have not yet gotten to the free throw line in the first half of play. And Adams Central has got a total of 6 turnovers here in the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull has turned the ball over 11 times in the first half. The Cardinals are 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 50% here at halftime. And they've got just 11 points on the scoreboard. Andrea Tobin has got 5 points. She's got a 3 and a 2. Jordy Pfeiffer has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Kirsten Sullivan has got a field goal for 2. And Sam Rainforth is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Neither team shooting the ball real well here in the first two quarters. Adams Central is hitting only 25% of their field goals. They are 6 out of 24 from the field for 25%. Donovan Trumbull is 4 out of 18 for 22%. Adams Central 3 out of 7 on three-pointers for 43%. Donovan Trumbull is 1 out of 2 for 50%. The Cardinals right now out-rebounding Adams Central 17-10, including 6-5 on the offensive end. 6 turnovers for Adams Central, 11 for Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central has got 4 steals in the first two quarters compared to 2 for Donovan Trumbull. And the Cardinals have 4 blocked shots compared to only 1 for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots have the lead here at halftime. It is 15-11 over Donovan Trumbull here tonight. So we got the boys' game coming up next between Adams Central and Wood River. Tomorrow night we'll have Bronco basketball for you here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College women's basketball team, now ranked number 1 in the nation. They will put that ranking on the line tomorrow night for the first time against the Concordia Bulldogs as we play in a brand-new facility tomorrow night in Seward. Women will play at 6 o'clock. The guys will follow at 8. And we'll have both games on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman at 5:45 tomorrow night. New Platte Conference tournament here tonight. In fact, we got tournament action coming up all week long. Get things started later on in the week with the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. The Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament is also being played this week. So it's a busy week for area high school basketball teams as we head toward the postseason. Again, the state tournament is going to be played in Lincoln the first two weekends of March. We'll be covering the Twin Valley Conference semifinals and the championship ball games coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and catch the games on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. The boys playing their quarterfinals tonight, so get the semifinal matchups for you. The girls will play their semifinals on Thursday at 6 and 7:45 at Donovan Trumbull High School. The boys' semifinals in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament going to be played on Friday at 6 and 7:45. Then the championship games will be played on Saturday at 5:30 and 7:15. We'll have the semifinals and the championship games in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. At halftime here, the Luke Platt Conference Tournament quarterfinal game between Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. Patriots have the lead at halftime. Adams Central 15, Donovan Trumbull 11. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience.
Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're ready for the second half here tonight at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. 15-11 to score. The Patriots have the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the opening possession of the second half. They're within striking distance. 15-11 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the opening possession. Here's a Tobin. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good right off the bat. And the rebound comes down to Jalinda Hobson. Again, Tobin leading the way for Donovan Trumbull. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Janessa Bullen has got 6 for Adams Central. This is Bullen with the ball now for AC right at the top of the key. Takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane on a dribble. Gets it back out here to a carry coach, now to Bullen. Here's Hodson down on the baseline. Hodson comes out to Shuck. Here at the top of the circle is Donovan Trumbull is playing a man-to-man defense. Shuck gets open. Her shot to the right side is going to be no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's going to be brought down here by Tobin, and then she's tied up in the play. Tobin pulls the ball out of there as Kelsey Sedlak was fighting for it for Adams Central. The jump ball is called and the arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots. So Adams Central will play things in from underneath their own hoop. Kelly Shuck will get things into a Sedlak. There's a Janessa Bullen now. Jump pass down to the baseline. Driving is going to be Carrie Coates. She falls down with the ball and a foul is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. Going to go on Udick. That's going to be her second first team foul on Donovan Trumbull here in the second half of play. Just underway here in the third quarter. 7:07 remaining. There's a Christina Kamler into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull replacing Udick. So Adams Central plays things in. Janessa Bullen has got it on the wing on the right side. Pass over here to the near side to Carrie Coates. Back out to Bullen. Back to Coates on the left side. Lobs it inside now to Kelsey Sedlak. Sedlak now to Janessa Bullen. Over to Shuck. Now to Bullen again at the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes over here to Coates. Now to Hodson at the free throw line. Hodson brings it back to Coates on the baseline. Drives. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Sullivan. Turnover on Adams Central in the ball game, and now the Cardinals can slice into this four-point lead. 15-11 the score. Adams Central still out on top of this one. Andrea Tobin has got the ball deep wing on the right side. Comes out between the circles now to Sullivan to the left side of the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Pfeiffer. And the rebound comes down to Hodson for Adams Central. To Shuck, they get the ball ahead to Coates. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to a Kelsey Sedlak, and the ball is intercepted here by Tobin of Donovan Trumbull. Turnover number 8 on Adams Central here in the ball game. Here's Jordy Pfeiffer with the ball. On the wing on the right side comes out to Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now to a Tobin. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up there by Coates. Lob pass comes inside. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Kirsten Sullivan. And the rebound comes down to Hodson for Adams Central. Gets it away to Kerry Coates. Down to the forecourt to Kelly Shock. 15-11 the score. Adams Central out on top by 4 points here in girls high school basketball. Patriots have got the ball on their offensive end. Hodson comes across the top of the lane to a Kerry Coates. Takes it into the free throw circle. Bounce pass right side now. That's a Kelsey Sedlak with the ball. To Kelly Shuck. She drives it into the lane. Stops there. Shuck gets rid of it. Comes out to Bullen now. Fakes the pass. Drives it into the lane. Stops there. Bullen comes back out to Shuck. Bounce pass inside to get it to Hodson. Her shot in the lane is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Patriots play things in. Cheyenne Gotts checking into the ball game now for AC, replacing Kerry Coates. Winner moves on to the semifinals on Thursday night to play. They'll take on either Ravenna, the number 3 seed, or Centura, the number 6 seed. Those two teams scoring off tonight in Ravenna. Here's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's going to be no good by Bullen. Now a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on the rebound here. It's going to go on Adams Central. 5:13 to play. Personal foul goes on Jalinda Hodson. That's going to be her third foul now on the Patriots. She's going to have to check out. Here comes Pfeiffer back in there. So it's still 15-11. Adams Central out on top here in girls high school basketball. Nobody has scored in about 3 minutes here of this third quarter. Donovan Trumbull trying to break the ice with this possession. Andrea Tobin goes to the left side. Here's Sullivan. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Shuck. Each team shooting below 25% here in the ballgame. Driving, shooting, and scoring at the other end is Pfeiffer, and she's fouled in the play. Leslie Pfeiffer brings it back the other way there for Adams Central, and she is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul is whistled on Sullivan.
of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her third foul. And now Bob Sullivan wants to call a timeout for Donovan Trumbull, or Bob Samuelson wants to call a timeout for Donovan Trumbull. We will take a break. 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's Adams Central 17, Donovan Trumbull 11.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central just 1 out of 4 from the field here in quarter number 3. Donovan Trumbull is 0 out of 4 from the field. Two teams have combined for 2 points in the first 3 minutes and 8 seconds of the ball game. But the Patriots going to try to tack on right here with a free throw from Leslie Pfeiffer. She's just a 44% foul shooter though in the season, 4 out of 9. 17-11. Patriots have the lead. Pfeiffer toes the marker. Shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. A jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Kristen Sullivan tied up in the play by Pfeiffer of Adams Central. So the Cardinals will play things in. Adams Central and Wood River coming up next in boys high school basketball. Quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament tonight. Sam Rainforth into the ball game now for the DT Cardinals. 17-11. Adam Central has got the lead. Here's a Jordy Pfeiffer with the ball. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped away, and a foul is going to be called back at this end for a kicking violation on the Patriots. No foul, just a kicking violation on AC, so it's going to be Donovan Trumbull playing the ball in here. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Andrea Tobin will inbound the ball to get it in the corner to a Jordy Pfeiffer. Dribbles once. Lob pass comes out on top to a Taylor Haydenfeld. She drives the ball against Bullen, stops at the elbow, right side of the lane, out to Andrea Tobin. Tobin has got 5 points in the ball game, 5 of the 11 so far for Donovan Trumbull. Now her pocket is nearly picked here by Shuck, but Tobin gets it back under control out here in 3-point territory. Out of Jordy Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer is picked up over there by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. It's the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Sedlak getting her hands out there for AC. Denies the entry pass in the lane. That's going to be Donovan Trumbull playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. Kerry Coates coming to the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Kelly Shuck. Donovan Trumbull will play the ball in. They're down by 6 points here in the ball game, 17-11. Cardinals are keeping it close. Here's Tobin right at the top of the key, picked up there by Coates of Adams Central. Tobin just hangs onto it. Now takes it to the left side of the lane. The ball deflected away. The scramble is on. Donovan Trumbull wrestles it out of there. Here's a Rainforth through the ball, right side of the lane. Off to Andrea Tobin, back outside. That's a Haydenfeld. Her shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see. The other official comes in and says it was tipped out of the hands of Haydenfeld. So it'll be Donovan Trumbull playing things in from underneath their own basket. 3:43 to play in the third quarter, 17-11. Here's Haydenfeld for three. Shot no good. Rebound Rainforth. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of there. Who's got it? It's going to be Pfeiffer with the ball. Now a double dribble violation is called on Jordy Pfeiffer. 17-11 to score. We are in the third quarter, gang, with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in girls high school basketball tonight at Adams Central. Janessa Bolin has got it down on the dribble for AC. Comes over to Kerry Coates. Free throw line extended right side. Donovan Trumbull in the man-to-man. Tobin comes out and picks up Coates. Here's a Pfeiffer with the ball now for AC. Hangs on to it. Now to a Janessa Bolin. Bolin 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over here on the left side. That's a Kelsey Sedlak with the ball. Just inside the ring. Sedlak comes out to Coates. As we approach the 3-minute mark now in the third quarter. Luplat Conference Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Janessa Bolin comes out on top to Cheyenne Gotch. Now left side to Kerry Coates. Back out to Bolin. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. And we got a foul called. Udick picks up the personal. Oh, it's going to be Udick picking up the rebound there for Donovan Trumbull. And she was fouled in a play by Sedlak of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. So two team fouls now on Adams Central here in the third quarter. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Adams Central is out on top of the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. The score is 17-11. Katie Pfeiffer has got the ball, hammers it down low. There's a shot by Udick that's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's going to be picked up here by Sedlak. Her pass to the right sideline is going to be knocked out of bounds there by Jordy Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be Adams Central ball. They will play things in with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The winner moves on to play either Ravenna or Centura coming up on Thursday night at 8 o'clock in the semifinals at Kearney Catholic High School. Pfeiffer's got the ball now for AC. Moves it over to Bolin on the wing on the right side. Here's Sedlak inside the free throw circle. Now to carry Coates. Coates goes off to Pfeiffer now. Takes it into the paint. Drives it all into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Sedlak, and she has it knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. The foul will go on Udick of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her third. A reminder, all the semifinals, the championship games, and the consolation games coming up this weekend from the Luplat Conference Tournament. All the action will be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll be at the Kearney Catholic Gym for series of games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's a long-range jumper put up and in by Kerry Coates. Just inside the three-point circle there, Kerry Coates scores, and now it's a 19-11 ball game. Donovan Trumbull has not scored so far here in the third quarter. Now they turn the ball away. The 12th turnover on Donovan Trumbull here in the ball game. We've had a grand total of 4 points scored here in the third quarter. Adams Central has outscored the Cardinals 4-0, and we are now under 2 minutes to play here in the period. Cheyenne Gotch has got the ball for Adams Central, comes out to Kerry Coates, out to Sedlak. Free throw line extended to the right side, out to Kelly Shuck. Chuck dribbling with the ball as Donovan Trumbull stays man-to-man. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be hot center. Shot's going to be up there. It's going to be too strong. Sedlak gets the rebound. Keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Here's Hodson again driving down the left side of the lane. Jump pass out to Gotch. Now to Shuck. Back inside to Hodson. Hodson goes to Sedlak. Ten-footer is put up there. No good. Rebound Gotch. Follow shot is up there and in. Cheyenne Gotch gets the offensive board and the putback. Cheyenne has got 4 points in the ball game. Now 21-11. Adams Central out on top. Patriots on a 6-0 run here in the third quarter over Donovan Trumbull. Back outside, Pfeiffer has got it. Traveling violation. Pfeiffer took it right at the top of the key. And a traveling violation is called on her as she's trying to take it into the paint. And now Bob Samuelson wants to call a timeout again for Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals, after playing so well last night and picking up the upset over St. Paul in the bunny bracket ball game of the Luplat Conference Tournament, beating St. Paul 48-40, they've come out here and they've missed their first six shots here in the third quarter. They've turned them all over three times. No points on the scoreboard, and Adams Central has jumped out to a 10-point lead. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 21, Donovan Trumbull 11.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight, the Luplat Conference Tournament from 1230 KHAS. 21-11 now. The Patriots out on top of Donovan Trumbull. And these two teams played in the early part of the season during the regular season, and Adams Central beat the Cardinals by the score of 49-43. We've got 1 minute and 9 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and it's 21-11. Adams Central with three touchdowns and three extra points out on top of the Cardinals here tonight by 10 points. Patriots have the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Here's Kelly Shuck. Bounce pass goes inside to Jalinda Hodson. To Shuck, back to Hodson again. Works with it in the lane. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be too strong. Rebound loose. It's taken down here by Shuck. Keeps it alive for Adams Central. Back outside to Gotch. Her shot for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Coates. No good. Rebound carry. Follow shot. No good. She's fouled in the play. So the Patriots getting two and three shots in the bucket there. Finally, Kerry Coates is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to nail a couple of free throws right here. We're down to 38 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The foul goes on Tori Katzberg of Donovan Trumbull, who just checked in there. Katzberg picks up her first. The shot for the free throw line is up and in by Coates. Kerry is 62% foul shooter in the season. That's only the second free throw that the Patriots have shot tonight. Leslie Pfeiffer had a free throw back there early in the third quarter.
22-11 is the score. Adams Central out on top. Coach will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good, so she buries a couple of free throws. And the Patriots now lead by a score of 23-11 as they have outscored the Cardinals here in the third quarter, 8-0. Here's Donovan Trumbull working with it again. They have a pass that's intercepted, but stepping out of bounds was Coates. Coates took it away there from Jordy Pfeiffer on the far sideline, but then Coates was out of bounds. So the Patriots got the turnover, but gave it right back to Donovan Trumbull. 23-11. Cardinals still searching for their first points here in the second half. There's a Pfeiffer with the ball. Entry pass. They get it inside to Sullivan. Now down on the baseline to Kamler, who's back into the ball game. Adams Central is still under man-to-man defense. We're down to 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Pfeiffer with the ball. Takes it over in the wing now to Sullivan. Sullivan, right side of the lane, takes it down to Pfeiffer on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sedlak. Sedlak gets it away now to Shuck. Gets the ball ahead to Hobson. Her shot from 17 is no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So Donovan Trumbull shut out in the third quarter as Adams Central outscores him a margin of 8-0. And after three quarters of play in the Lupat Conference basketball tournament, Donovan Trumbull trailing in the ball game as Adams Central 23, Donovan Trumbull 11.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest-growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight. 23-11 is the score. Adams Central is out on top as the Cardinals went the entire third quarter without scoring here in the ball game. And now Adams Central has got the ball back as they come into their offensive scoring zone. Here's Janessa Bullen. She throws the ball away on the far sideline. So despite a 12-point lead here for the Patriots, this has not been real cherry for either team here tonight. At girls high school basketball, both teams shooting under 25% in the first half of play. Not much better here in the second half. And now the Cardinals turn it away again as they dribble a ball into the lane and have it stripped away. 14 turnovers now on Donovan Trumbull. It is Shuck. Adams Central gets it inside to Hobson. Back out to Shuck. Now to Bullen inside the free throw circle. Bullen now to Shuck. Dribbling goes over in the wing on the right side to a Kelsey Sedlak. Sedlak now to a Hobson. Dribble penetration in the lane. Comes back out to Bullen. Across the top to Shuck. Down in the corner on the left side to Kerry Coates. Now to Hobson again in the lane. Double team. She tries to get rid of it. The pass is deflected and the ball is brought out of there by Udick. Turnover number 11 on Adams Central here in the ballgame. The Patriots have been averaging 17 turnovers per ballgame this year. So 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Adams Central has got a 12-point lead. 23-11. Cardinals looking. That's Andrea Tobin with the ball. Gets it to Sullivan. Her shot's going to be no good. Way off of the mark, and the rebound comes down to Bullen for Adams Central. Janessa Bullen has got it for the Patriots. Now to Kelly Shuck, dribbling with her left hand, sends it inside again to Hobson. She drives for the basket, and shot is up and in. So into Hobson now with 4 points in the basketball game. And it's now 25-11. Patriots have outscored Donovan Trumbull here in the second half, 10-0. There's a Jordy Pfeiffer with the ball for a long two. It's up and in. So Pfeiffer finally gets the field goal to go down at the 6 minute and 20 second mark of the fourth quarter. That's now 25-13. Patriots leading by a dozen. Adams Central comes back with the ball. Shuck goes down to the baseline to Coates. Bounce pass inside to Hobson. Shot is up and in. So Linda Hobson now with 3 field goals in the ball game. She's got 6 points. That is 27-13. The Patriots back out on top by 14 points into the ball game. And now we've got a foul here in backcourt. Pfeiffer was trapped here in backcourt right along the sideline. The foul will go on Adams Central. It'll go on Coates. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 2 on Adams Central. And now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central's head coach calls a timeout here. 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. The Patriots 27, the Cardinals 13.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Patriot Gym. Blue Plaid Conference Tournament tonight, 27-13. Patriots have the lead. In the third quarter, Adams Central hit only 23% of their field goal tries. Patriots were 6 out of 24 in the first half. In the third quarter, they were 3 of 13. So for the ball game, the Patriots are hitting 9 out of, 37 shots in the ball game. They were 23% in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull was 0 out of 7. And now it's a 27-13 ball game. Adams Central is build a 14-point lead as Donovan Trumbull took almost 10 minutes without scoring here in the second half. There's a shot taken from the left side. It's no good by Jordy Pfeiffer, and the rebound comes down to Sedlak. Sedlak has got it down for Adams Central, gets it away to Janessa Bullen. Hustles into the forecourt. That's Sedlak with the ball, left side of the lane, not to Bullen. Janessa looking with it. Janessa had a couple of early three-pointers and hasn't scored since the first quarter. There's a Cheyenne Gotch. Bounce pass inside to Hodson. Puts a move on, drives for the basket, her shot is up and in. Joanna Hodson has scored the last 6 points in the ball game here for Adams Central. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and the Patriots have opened up a 16-point lead, 29-13. Here's a steal in backcourt by Bowen. Her shot is up and in. Bowen now with 8 points in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull has turned the ball over 15 times here in the ball game. It is now 31-13. Adams Central with a big lead now over Donovan Trumbull here in the Blue Plaid Conference Tournament. Now we got a foul called here as the Cardinals trying to set up in their offensive zone. Janessa Bullen picks up the foul. So the Patriots can hang on here tonight. They will play on Thursday against either third-seeded Ravenna or sixth-seeded Centura. Those two teams playing tonight in Ravenna. That'll be an 8 o'clock ball game at Kearney Catholic on Thursday in the semifinals of the Blue Plaid Conference Tournament. Here's a shot taken in the lane by Sullivan. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson for Adams Central. Gets it down the right sideline now to Bullen. Bowen brings it to a Kerry Coates. Now to a Jalinda Hodson at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Drives it down there to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Gotch. A long-range jumper for three is good. Cheyenne Gotch now with 7 points in the ballgame. And all of a sudden, the Patriots have found the range here. 34-13. They're up by 21 points now in the ballgame. Here's a shot for the baseline up and in. Kirsten Sullivan scores there. That is only the second field goal of the second half for Donovan Trumbull. And it occurs with 4:16 to play in the fourth quarter. It's now 34-15. Adams Central has got the lead. Coates runs it back the other way to Hodson. Hodson drives it into the paint, goes up for the shot. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. So Linda Hodson now with 10 points in the basketball game for Adams Central. She is fouled in the play. It'll go on Kirsten Sullivan of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her fourth. And now Hodson goes to the free throw line here for the Patriots. So Linda now with 10 points in the ball game. 8 of those coming in the second half of play. Hodson is hitting 63% of her foul shots so far this year. And her shot is up there. It's good. That is only the fourth free throw that Adams Central has shot tonight. They're now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and the Patriots have now built a 37-13 lead over Donovan Trumbull in girls high school basketball tonight. Got the boys game coming up next between Adams Central and Wood River in the quarterfinals of the Blue Plaid Conference Tournament. Here's a shot from the top of the key that's going to be no good by Tobin. Rebounded there by Sullivan. Her turnaround jumper from the right side of the lane is going to be no good. Rebound to Hodson. Brings it to the near sideline on a dribble. Now to Kelly Shuck, and she is going to be fouled in a play here in backcourt by Katie Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be Katie's first. The fifth team foul in Donovan Trumbull here in the second half of play, so no free throws. It'll be Adams Central playing things in off of the near sideline. Leslie Pfeiffer will key things in for AC. They get it to Kelly Shuck. Shuck brings it in the forecourt here for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Kerry Coates. Now to Shuck, and she throws the ball away. She's trying to get it down to the baseline to Hodson. Throws it over her head out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on the Patriots. Adams Central, after struggling through the first three quarters, 6 out of 6 for the field here in the fourth quarter. And the Patriots have built a 22-point lead now. It's 37-15. Here's Donovan Trumbull. Udick throws up a shot that's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Hodson. 3:13 to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central has got the lead. The Patriots, the number two seed in the Lou Platt Conference tournament here this season. Driving into the lane is going to be Shocker. Bounce pass is going to be tipped, and now a jump ball is called. Again, they're trying to get it to Jalinda Hodson down the lane, and she is going to be tied up on the play. The ball was tipped away. Arrow pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull, so officially a turnover here on Adams Central. That's their 13th of the ball game. 3 minutes to play, 37-15. Adams Central has got the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball in their offensive zone. Sullivan has got it now to Andrea Tobin. Tobin has scored 14 last night against St. Paul. He's been held just 5 points here in this one. There's a shot taken by Tobin. It's going to be no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Foul is going to go on Donovan Trumbull's Andrea Tobin. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 now officially on Donovan Trumbull. So now we're into the bonus situation. We walk to the other end. This will be a 1-1 situation for Jalinda Hodson. Hodson leading the way so far. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. Into the contest now for Donovan Trumbull will be Tori Katzberg. So Katzberg into the ballgame now, a 5'6" sophomore for head coach Bob Samuelson. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Hodson. Jalinda now with 12 points in the basketball game. It's now a 38-15 ball game. Adams Central out on top. Next shot is up there. It is good. Adams Central has outscored Donovan Trumbull here in the second half, 24-4. And it is 39-15. Patriots have the lead with 2.5 to play. Sullivan with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it away to Hayden Phelps. She drives into the lane. Her off-balance shot is up and in. Throws one up there, and it goes right through the hole. Hayden Phelps' first field goal of the ball game, 39-17. Patriots have the lead. Janessa Bolin has got it out to Kelly Shuck. Out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Janessa Bolin. Right side to Leslie Pfeiffer. Out to Bolin again. Top of the circle. Dribbles once. Brings it back to Pfeiffer. Bounce pass inside to Hodson. Hodson backs up, spins, can't put up a shot. Right side of the lane. The Pfeiffer out to Bolin. Now left side to Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be Bolin again with the ball. Dribble penetration. Loses control of it. Down here on the baseline, and it's picked up here by Sullivan. Turnover on Adams Central. Long pass down to four. They get it to Tobin. Tobin now to Katzberg. Sends it back to Tobin, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:44 to play. It's now a 39-17 ball game. Adams Central is out on top, and now we've got the second and third teamers out of the scorer's table here for head coach Tim Marker. And now we've got a player down for Donovan Trumbull back up the floor underneath the basket. So an injury timeout here with a minute and 44 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. An injury timeout. We'll take a break. 1:44 to play in the ball game. The score, Adams Central 39, Donovan Trumbull 17.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
As we come out of the injury timeout, Donovan Trumbull throws up a couple of shots that would not go. Then the Patriots are fouled in a play. Here's a shot taken from the free throw line. It is no good, and now it's going to be a Donovan Trumbull back with the basketball. Sidney Niemeyer throwing up the shot from the free throw line there for Adams Central. It's 39-17. Patriots have got the lead here in the fourth quarter. Now the second and third teamers mopping up for the Patriots. Here's a Sam Rainforth with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull, left side of the lane. Comes out to Sarah Dinan with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull over on the wing on the left side. Comes out to Taylor Haydenfeld. We're down to a minute to play. Donovan Trumbull has scored only 6 points here in the second half. Here's Haydenfeld. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull basketball. 24-6. Adams Central has outscored the Cardinals here in the second half, and the Patriots cruising along now. It's 39-17. Driving the baseline there is going to be a Dinan with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull to a Kamler. Kamler's jump pass outside to Katzberg at the top of the circle. Over to Haydenfeld. Entry pass is going to be tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. Foul will go here on the Patriots. They're going Bailey Parr. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 5 on AC here in the second half, so no free throws. That's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball. Baseline right side. Underneath their own hoop. They get it to a Haydenfeld on the wing over there. Haydenfeld spins out in three-point territory. Comes to Katzberg, top of the key. Entry pass. They get it inside to Kamler. Turns around. Has the ball knocked loose. It's going to be loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Turnover number 16 on Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals are going to suffer their 15th loss of the season here tonight. They'll go to 3-15 after this one. Adams Central will improve to 12-5 in their second win of the season over Donovan Trumbull here this year. There's a pass down low. A shot is up and in. Bailey Parr. Parr gets her first field goal of the season. It's now a 41-17 ball game in favor of Adams Central. Here's a Taylor Haydenfeld with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Goes to Katzberg. Katzberg, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they do not get a shot away, and that is the end of the ball game. Adams Central wins it tonight as the Patriots will beat Donovan Trumbull, the final score of 41-17. So Adams Central, the second seed in the Blue Black Conference Tournament this year, will move on to the semifinals on Thursday night at Kearney Catholic. They will play either Ravenna or Centura. Ball game will get underway at 8 o'clock at Kearney Catholic High School. And all the semifinal games and the championship games and the consolation games on Saturday will air this week on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. But again, Adams Central picking up the win here in girls high school basketball. Final score 41-17 over Donovan Trumbull. We'll have a recap right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls High School basketball from the Loupland Conference Tournament. Adams Central wins. They will move on now, as the second-seeded Patriots will get ready to take on either Ravenna or Centura on Thursday night at Kearney Catholic High School. That will be an 8 o'clock ball game. Adams Central led from start to finish in the ball game here tonight. A couple of threes early in the ball game led 8-2 in the first quarter. It was 11-5 at the end of one period. Donovan Trumbull came back to hit a couple of field goals early in the second quarter to pull within 2 points at 11-9. Patriots had the lead at halftime, 15-11. Neither team shot the ball real well in the first half, as Adams Central was 6 out of 24 in the first two quarters for 25%. Donovan Trumbull hit only 4 out of 18 from the field for 22% by halftime. Adams Central then outscores Donovan Trumbull in the third quarter 8-0, and the Patriots go on to beat the Cardinals tonight by a score of 41-17, as Donovan Trumbull could manage only 6 points. And that's the second half against AC. The Patriots outscore them 26-6 after halftime here tonight. Jalinda Hodson leading the way for Adams Central. She had 13 points in the ball game. Hodson had 2 points in the first half, came back with 11 more in the second half. So Hobson, the only player to reach double figures tonight for Adams Central, as she scores 13 points in the ball game. Janessa Bolin had 8 points. Cheyenne Gotch had 7. The other scores for Adams Central, Carrie Coates had 4. Kelly Shuck had 3 points. Kelsey Sedlak had 2. Leslie Pfeiffer had 2. And Bailey Parr had 2. Adams Central shot only 6 free throws in the ball game tonight. They were 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, unofficially 14 turnovers in the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull turned the ball over 16 times tonight. They were 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, all 4 in the first half of play. Their leading scorers, Andrea Tobin and Jordy Pfeiffer, they each scored 5 points in the ball game. Kirsten Sullivan had 4. Taylor Haydenfeld had 2. And Sam Rainforth had 1 point tonight for Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals come up on the short end of things as the Cardinals lose to Adams Central tonight by a score of 41-17. Donovan Trumbull is now 3-15 on the season. Adams Central improves to 12-5. And again, the Patriots will play either Ravenna or Centura coming up next in the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. That will be on Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Kearney Catholic High School. We have got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. And despite the early end of this one, they're going to stay right on time. So we're going to be about 30 minutes away from the tip-off of the game between Adams Central and Wood River. That's a quarterfinal ball game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, so we'll send you back to the radio station here in between games. We'll come back with a boys' game, 30 minutes tip-off from right now, as Adams Central will take on Wood River here tonight. Again, the final score in the girls' ball game was Adams Central using a 26-6 second-half run. They beat Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 41-17. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is moments away on your source for sports, 1230 KHAS.